are ready for Class D2 state championship basketball. And we're only going to be all 15 minutes late, which is pretty good when you're the sixth game of the day here at the state tournament. Fall City Sacred Heart will be the number one ranked team, the number one seed. Why not comes in here ranked number four? I think they were the fourth or fifth seed in this tournament, maybe six, I forget, number six. So they are coming in here 18-9 on the year. The Irish are 25-3. This matchup, you'll hear us talk about this with Coach Luke Sandler in just a moment. It's the 10th meeting in the state tournament between these two schools in the last 12 seasons. So we'll find out who comes away with another win in this series tonight. Right now, why not has a one-game advantage. I had a chance to visit with Coach Luke Sano about last night's action, about today's game. We'll have to end the visit with the coach coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Trying to talk to Sandra again. The Irish going for another state championship. I say another, just talk tough, Coach. Congratulations. What a ball game last night.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, you know, just looking back 24 hours later, just so many plays that the girls made, you know, and just fighting and scratching. You know, we just didn't have a whole lot going offensively, but we were still good defensively, you know, and just get it to overtime. And she goes in there and she just draws a ton of contact. she shot a ton of free throws this year, just a ton of free throws because she's so aggressive. But, yeah, she made a lot of plays late for us.
And I noticed last night, the one thing your kids do, you have this one play, everyone at Sadie Tizzle, I think it was last night, or night before, where you run that little weave out top and you go down the right side of the lane, and they all do it.
Yeah, that's what we went through last night. There just wasn't a lot out there offensively for us because Humphrey did such a good job of just kind of clogging things up. So we it's basically just kind of a three-man weave is what we do. We get three guards out there and just try to spread it out. And we thought Humphrey would switch some of that. So basically we just kind of challenged the girls, you know, when they switch, can you just meet your girl one-on-one? I think Olivia got in there a couple times on that, had a nice couple finishes there. I think Jessica had a little spin move in there as well. So, you know, that's something we're probably going to have to use tonight, spread why not out.
All right, let's talk about the Blue Devils again. This is the 10th meeting between Sagard and Wynot in the state tournament in the last 12 seasons, according to what I figured up that today. That's a bunch.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Just, you know, for us, you know, and Wynot, and even up to St. Francis, you know, you can throw them in there. You know, just what those small schools have been able to do. But it just kind of speaks to the type of kids that are at those schools, you know, to be able to sustain that success over, you know, the years that we've done it, really.
And the one thing you don't ever want to do is play Wynot in the semifinals. They're 11-1. They get that first win, they're going.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, they've had such a good run over, you know, whatever you said, the last 12 years there. But, you know, Steve, it's a strange system. I don't like it. I don't like playing against it. But obviously it works for him. I mean, his team now is more like the teams he's liked in the past. He's got quick guards. His forwards are like 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", those long athletic guards. You know, they switch. You know, it's just going to be the same old Wynot team.
Who's your big concern for them tonight?
Well, when we went through, I mean, he's going to play, you know, obviously five stars, but he's going to bring four girls off the bench. Number 13, the Hymas girls, their point guard. Everybody we talk to and what we see, you know, she makes big plays for him. And then the 15, the Lawson girl, is tough. You know, she's a 5'9", around there, post player. They like to flash her into the paint a lot. She's good at driving. 14, the Pinkelman girl, is a good driver as well. So they're quick and athletic, so we're going to have to take away those points in the paint.
Well, you did that last time with the Pricer girl. You held her, I think, to 6 points and none after halftime. If you can stop that big sophomore, you get a chance to stop out everybody.
I would think so, yeah. Macy did a really good job last night of just battling with her. I mean, that's all you can really do with that size in there is just battle. And Macy did a good job of fronting her. Our guards did a good job of, you know, just trying to pressure their guards so that they couldn't find her inside. And Humphrey, you know, always does a good job of lobbing it, so we try to take away that lob as well. But tonight, these girls are a little bit different. You know, Chrysler just kind of set on the block and posted. These girls will be all over the place, so they can kind of post some matchup problems out there.
I got to think a win tonight would be pretty special. This team, realistically, has probably went beyond realistic expectations.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of people have said that, you know, over the last week. Like, you know, I didn't know if we'd be in Lincoln at all. You know, didn't know if you could get, you know, get back to Pinnacle. But, you know, I think I told you that a bunch. You know, I just, in the summer, just something happened. I think the girls gained a lot of confidence. Like, hey, you know, we beat North End Central. You know, and North End Central won it this morning. You know, that the girls saw that. Like, hey, you know, that gives us a lot of confidence. But you know, in January, you know, we found something, and you know, I really think our defense has been pretty elite all year, and it's just a matter of can our offense, you know, just give us enough, kind of, you know, the way it was last night, just give us enough to get over the hump.
Well, you're averaging 49 points a game on here. You take that tonight?
I take that in a heartbeat tonight, but there's not going to be a lot of easy points out there. You know, you just got it's constant pressure. They just don't let you relax. So our guards are going to have to play really, really well tonight against that pressure.
All right, two quick things to win tonight would be two in a row. Could have easily been three other than an injury if you could get this, but that's, anytime you win two in a row back-to-back, that's special.
It's really special, and you know, when we lost those seniors, you know, last year, that great group, you know, when we came back this year, you know, this is something I stole from Coach K, but you know, when he won it in the 90s, we told these girls, you know, like, we don't have to defend last year, you know, that's yours. nobody's taking that from you. Go out and try to win one this year, and that's what we're going to challenge the girls with tonight is, you know, you got a great opportunity, you know, in front of you in November. That was one of our goals, just, you know, get back and give yourself a chance, and we've done that. So, you know, go make the most of it.
And another bunch of seniors that have really stepped up. I mean, they played a lot of basketball, but some of them really stepped up this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jessica, like you were saying, she's kind of done everything for us. Olivia's been key because we moved her over to point. You know, she's not a true point guard, but she's done a lot of the, you know, the ball handling load for us. Which I, you know, I said before, I think that affected her scoring. But you know, she's been so good defensively for us. You know, taking on other teams that scores. Delaney Witt, you know, has had a great year shooting it. Macy Keller has probably come along as much as anybody. You know, we said that before, she was stuck behind Harrison, you know, all those years, and now she's finally getting her year to play, and she's done really, really well.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Hope another win for the Irish, another title.
All right, thank you, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn is pleased to announce the addition of Dr. Gary Koenig to the medical team. Dr. Koenig is a board-certified in internal medicine, pulmonary disease, and allergy, as well as immunology, and will be holding clinical visits on the second Wednesday of every month. Nemaha County Hospital is located in Auburn, Nebraska, and is a critical access hospital serving the regional area and voted a top 100 facility in the country. For more information, go to nemahacountyhospital.com or find them on Facebook.
Pinnacle Bank Arena as we get ready for the game to get underway here. Randy, you want to try to do the starters over this noise?
Well, we'll work on it here if we can. Before I do starting lineups, John, let's recap a couple of games played earlier that we watched here. In the C2 Championship, Pender defeated Oakland Creek 45-42. In the A Division Championship, completed just a few moments ago, Millard South defeated Lincoln High 72-60 in the Class A Championship. Another final score, John, of interest to our listeners. In the Class D2 third place consolation game, Shelton defeated Humphrey St. Francis this afternoon. The final was Shelton 48 and St. Francis 43. All right, to take a look at the starting lineup, first of all, for the Why Not Blue Devils, they are 18-9 on the season, coached by head coach Steve Wiesler. He's been starting Myra Sudbeck, a 5'5 junior. She averages 5 points per ball game. Allison Wiesler, 5'11 and a junior, 6.5 points per game. Lauren Haberman is a senior at 5'4, just over 6 points per contest. Kinsley Hymus is the leading, or close to the leading score here, actually. She averages 9.3 points per game. She's a 5'6 junior. And the leading scorer is Amber Lawson. Lawson, a 5'8 senior. She averages over 11 points per contest on the season. As we said, the Blue Devils 18-9 on the season. For your Sacred Heart Irish, they come into tonight's ball game 25-3 on the year. They're coached by head coach Luke Sando. He'll go with Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8 senior, 8.8 points per contest. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4, right behind Olivia. She gets 8.4 points per game. Gentry Lechtenberg, just a sophomore, 5'8, 8.5 points per game. So really some even spread out scoring here offensively for the Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger is the leading scorer for this team. She averages 14.5 points per game. She is a 5'10 senior. And to round out the starting five is Macy Keller. Keller, a 6-foot senior, averaging 5.5 points per game. So, John, when you look at the scoring average, 8.8, 8.4, 8.5, 5.5, 14.5, kind of can pick your poison here. Everybody's capable of putting points on the board for the Irish.
They are. It's going to be, a defensive struggle. We don't expect a high-scoring game here. Neither of these teams give up a lot of points, and the defense... The Irish faced a press last night. They're going to face pressure all night long tonight from the Wyandotte Blue Devils.
Lots of boys basketball coming up next week here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Beginning Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, we'll have Auburn taking on Wahoo in Class C1. Then at 7:45 Wednesday night, it'll be Johnson Brock versus Howells Dodge. That'll be over at the Devaney Center. On Thursday night at 7:45 at Devaney, Parkview Christian and Fall City Sacred Heart Boys. We have three area teams from Southeast Nebraska in the state tournament next week, and you can trust that we'll have coverage for you here on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC of our Southeast Nebraska listening area teams.
Ready to introduce the starters here. They're doing why not first. They're the visitors. Coach Santa with the wind already. He reached 360 wins above 500 for his career.
Wow.
pretty impressive number, isn't it? His teams have now won 4 state championships, 3 second place finishes, and 5 third place finishes in their 16 trips to the state tournament here in Lincoln. Awfully impressive.
I'm not surprised to see Wyandotte and Sacred Heart in the championship. There are the big three, I call them, St. Francis, Wyandotte, Sacred Heart. Those three teams seem like they're just a permanent fixture up here at this state tournament year after year. It's kind of a question of who are the other five teams that are going to come and compete with those three. So good to see the old nemesis here again, the Wyandotte Blue Devils. They know each other well. They've seen each other enough here over the years. I doubt, John, if there are very many schools that are that far apart in the state that know each other as well as these two teams do, just because they face each other so often.
Oh, right. And, you know, the Irish have got them well scouted. They're watching them all year long. And, you know, St. Francis beat Wyandotte. They kind of get beat up on each other up there. Some really good teams up in that northeast corner. And the Irish played a good schedule. The first team to beat them this year, St. Joe LeBlanc, they won their quarterfinal day. They're at the semifinals in Missouri next week.
I'm kind of surprised to see Wyandotte with 9 losses. It's been a while since they've come in here with 9 losses on the season. I don't know who they've been playing up there in northern Nebraska.
St. Francis, one of them.
Yeah, so they've had some tough competition with the 9 losses. Well, it's time to settle in for the final game of the 2023 Nebraska Girls State Basketball Tournament, the Class D2 Championship, your Sacred Heart Irish and the Wyandotte Blue Devils. My name is Randy Catullus, seated next to John Nixon. Our producer-engineer tonight at Sunny 101.3 is Logan Carpenter. Operating our board back at the KTNC is Aaron Wisdom. That's the cast of characters involved in tonight's presentation. Let's settle in and enjoy some basketball. And with your first quarter is John Dixon.
Gentry Lechtenberg steps in for the Irish. She'll jump it up against Allison Weisler. And the tip, well, nobody controlled it, but Wyandotte Blue Devils end up with the basketball. They go right to left here in the first half tonight. The ball comes off the near left side to Weisler. Back out to the top now to Kayla Pinkelman to start. And a turnover, a steal by West Wurtenberger. And up the floor comes the Irish senior.
Changing the starters, that's interesting.
Top of the key, she'll hand off now to Olivia Eichhoff. Backing down the paint into a defender off the glass. No, rebound tipped and off of the race. It's come to Wyandotte Blue Devil. Up the floor they go and hustling back and tipping it away. Up the floor is sophomore Gentry Lechtenberg.
Boy, that's a nice defensive play by Lechtenberg. Kinsley Hymus was on her way to the races there, John, for a lay-in. Lechtenberg would have none of it. She tipped the ball away.
Allison Weiser will inbound from the baseline out top and now give it off there to Kinsley Hynes. She'll go in and a block by Macy Keller. And the ball out of bounds. It's a touch flat by the Blue Devils.
Macy Keller just flat out stuffed her. She went up for a shot. Macy had a handful of basketball, and the Irish get the basketball.
The press is on. Inbounding will be Sacred Heart. They get it into Delaney with her pass stolen. She threw it backwards. Setback with the steal. Why not? Back out to the college three-point line. Driving down the lane, off the glass, up, no good. And a follow-up, no good by Weaver. Foul on the second follow-up. And it's going to be free throws coming up here for Why Not.
Don't wait until he signals to show us who this one's on.
12.
I think Lichtenberg is going to get called for that one. Yes, it is on Jeffrey, her first personal, and team foul number one.
Free throw line is up and no good. Shooting the free throws is Allison Weisler. She missed the first one. She'll have another one here. Weisler, a 5'11 junior. She gets set. She eyes the basket. It's on the way up. In and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Lichtenberg for the Irish. She brings it to front court. Hands it off there to Ortenberger. Jessica moving up the floor with the dribble. Around the right corner, into the paint, all the way in. Hit the bottom of the back to the bottom of the rim. And bringing down the basketball this time is Lawson. Amber Lawson with it to the front. Wartenberger reaches in, grabs it, and it's going to belong to the Blue Devils as the ball squirts out of bounds. Touch last by Wartenberger. 6:40 to play. Early on here, no score. Between the Irish and the Blue Devils of Why Not High School. Coming up the floor, Why Not will pass the ball off there to Pinkelman. Pinkelman lost her dribble, gives it away now to Lawson. Lawson working the right side on Lichtenberg, backing in, spins out, tosses the ball back out beyond the three-point line. Now with it is Allison Weisler, taking it out to the right side, driving in and passing out again. It will be Why Not, faking the three, driving into the paint, falling down, lose the ball out of bounds off of the Irish will be Why Not. Getting up off the floor there, lost the ball with Amber Lawson.
Lawson was just completely out of control there, John.
Ball got loose and it went off Sacred Heart. They're rolling up the floor in the paint. Take the ball to the near left corner in front of us. Take the ball back out top. They'll reset the offense between the circles with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Three-pointer up and a foul. Going to be called on Wartenberg. Well, Jess holds out her hands like, what did I do? Well, you just bulldozed a Why Not Blue Devil.
On Jessica Wartenberger, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number two on the Irish. John, we played 2 minutes and there's no score in the ballgame.
Not really surprising by these teams with the defense they play. Out top once again with the basketball now will be Kinsley Hynes. Off the right side, move to the free throw circle out on the left. Now swing it back to the top. Holding it, setback. Back it goes now, driving is Hynes. Kick it out to the right corner and off the leg or between the legs over there of number 15, Amber Lawson. So a turnover to give the ball to Sacred Heart. And Ortenberger got scratched, got blood on the leg. So she runs down by the Gatorade bottle.
That'll bring McKinley Scholl into the lineup now for the Irish. McKinley, 5'8", a junior. She suffered a hip injury in the season opening game at Sterling and then missed about 6 or 7 weeks of the season.
Trainer taking care of inbound. It'll be Wartenberg, gets it into Scholl, and it'll be McKinley to bring it up the floor. Works the ball to the left side, now lost it off her foot, picked it up, got it back, now gets it to Eichhoff. Now get in their set offense here. Driving up, tough man-to-man defense, screen by Keller, back over to Witt. And she, no, didn't go with the pass, dribbles across from the right side to the left side. Now reverses, 5 second call is on, now it's off. And the pass in the middle, knocked away, stolen by the Why Not Blue Devil. Up the front court they come, Lawson with it. Long three on the way up, no good by Weisler. That shot was up by Allison Weisler. Delaney Witt had the rebound. He got knocked to the ground. Do they call a foul?
I don't think so. I think the ball just went off. Why Not? No, I didn't see a foul. We played nearly 3 minutes, still no score.
Wurtenberger back in the ball game. Double team is Eichhoff. Now to Schultz. She's double teamed, and a foul called this time on the Blue Devils. 11? Yep.
That'll be Lauren Haberman going to be called for the foul on Haberman. That is her first personal team foul, number one, on the Blue Devils.
Why not? Not have a field goal attempt yet in this ball game. Yeah. Get it in, and it's off Wurtenberger. Shot missed short. Rebound brought down by Shaw. Never a hit thing.
Intense pressure on this defense. Man.
Coming up the floor. Olivia Eichhoff with a left-hand dribble through the defense. Down, and she lost the handle on the basketball, and it goes over again. Why not? To the front court of the basketball now. Hyman out over the left side. Three ball on the way. No good by Lawson. Rebound coming out of there. Wurtenberger got banged. Randy, I think she got headbutted by one or two players from Why Not.
Wurtenberger holding her head. They really butted heads together there.
Ouch.
Okay, did we have a foul?
Yes, we did on Why Not. I think it's on 15 Lawson, but not yet. Nope.
Hyman. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it shows up there. That's going to be on Hymus, the foul.
Which one?
Kinsley. 13.
Okay, thank you. That's what I need. There's a number. All right, to the front court. Wurtenberger with the basketball now with the left hand. Spins back into the paint. Kicks it out right side for Keller on the wing. Back to Shaw. Kelly Shaw driving left. Bounces the ball over to Lechtenberg. She got loose in the lane. It's up. It's good. And the Irish has the first 2 points of the ball game.
That's a 4-10 mark, John.
At the other end, it'll be one of the Why Not basketball. Dribbling. Left side with it. Kinsley Hymus. She's a junior at 5'6". Backing up in the midcourt circle. Coming off the pass left side against the Irish man-to-man defense. Now pass right side for Courtney Pinkelman. Three ball up. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Wurtenberger again. She'll come up the floor with the dribble for the Irish. Moving to the middle of the court. Backing into the free throw line. Kicking it out. Eichhoff. Down the lane she goes. The senior. Loaded it up. Couldn't get it. Got it back and got fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
She'll be at the line to shoot two. 3:32 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0. Irish on top.
Number 13 again, I believe.
Telling you here in just a second, as soon as they posted, no Pinkerman got that one. 14.
Okay.
Kayla Pinkerman, her first personal team foul number 3. Time out of the 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
And we return here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. 2-0, Sig Hart with the lead over the Why Not Blue Devils.
Doing a little housekeeping here, John. They're finding some blood on the floor down to the south end of the arena here. 3 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the first quarter here in this Class D2 state championship game. Our score, Sacred Heart up 2-0. John, the first bucket didn't come until 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the period. Gentry Lechtenberg got to the baseline on the left side of the basket and laid it in to give Irish this 2-0 lead.
I think it's going to be interesting to see tonight if the Irish even take a three-point shot or if they have room to take a three-point shot.
Going to be hard to do, that's for sure, with this pressuring defense. Olivia Eichhoff is going to be at the line. She's going to be shooting two here, John.
Olivia getting set up.
A 63% free throw shooter on the season, Olivia Eichhoff.
All right, everybody's set now. Wurtenberger and Lechtenberg will be the rebounders down there for the Irish. The 4 Blue Devils on the lane. Free throw up off the back, no good. Olivia went 0-for-1 last night, looking to make one here.
This could be a very low-scoring contest. Every one of these free throws crucial.
Very low-scoring possibility. Free throw up, and that one is short, no good. And the rebound coming out of there with it will be the Blue Devils over on the far side. Coming up there with the rebound is that Foley Mueller, I think. Is that 12?
Haberman, 11.
Okay. A 12. She is in there, Olgemeier. She got the rebound. Harris had a shot hit. Olgemeier comes down with it. Gives the ball back out to the top, and now with it is Wiesler again. Over to the left side. They drive off and pass the ball to the top of the key. Back and in there with the basketball. Lauren Haberman. Pass to the middle. Knock loose. Stolen. Wartenberger's got to come through traffic. She's got four girls after, and one of them finally fouled her.
Boy, everybody was slapping at her. It was bound to be a foul eventually. That foul's going to be on
Holdenmeyer.
Oh, that's her second.
Number 12.
Yeah, according to them.
Here they come up the court, tearing over by the Irish. Now she got two rebounds and one foul.
Oh, okay.
So it's wide off ball to the front court. Singhart up 2-0. 2:41 to go in period number one. No, it's not bad basketball. It's really good defense by both teams. Very in-your-face defense. Off the left side with the ball now is Myra Sudbeck. Drives left hand underneath. Up, no good. Rebound, McKinley Shaw. Shaw will come up with the basketball on the right side of the floor for the Irish. Started left, now stop. Bruce pushed off a little bit of the forearm. Doing it again. Got away with it. And Delaney Witt stops the free throw line off the leg. Oh. Bird layup won't go. Rebound brought down by Lawson.
Boy, Gentry had a golden opportunity, got away there.
Gentry's got to be careful. Just about got her second foul right there, trying to strip the ball from behind. Now it's wide up ball out on the top. With it is Amber Lawson.
1:50 to go in the first period. 2-0. Irish up.
Lawson dribbles out top, gives it to Haberman. They'll reset and go to the right side to Sudbeck again. Sudbeck driving right, looking for a cutter. Nobody there. She'll reverse out of it, back beyond the three-point line. Cross court, mid to Haberman. In the middle, knocked away, and Lechner's got two, Randy. They can't have that with her. Gentry picks up her second, and she's probably going to have to go to the bench.
That'll bring Macy Keller back into the lineup. Keller checks in. Lechtenberg will take a seat, the sophomore, with her second personal. 1:31 to play here in the first quarter. You're just tuning in. 2-0. The Irish on top.
Lob it in to the left far right sideline. Excuse me. Now over to the near side with it is Wiesler. Dumps it inside, back out, and that wasn't set well by Sudbeck.
One thing the Irish,
rebound.
The Irish have got going. They're handling the boards well.
They are. Wartenberger all the way to the paint, throws it up, and she'll get herself the free throw line as the shot came up short off the right side.
If you're going to shoot free throws, Wartenberger's the one I want there, John. She's a 74% free throw shooter on the year.
And they're more than any other Irish girl player ever. Foul again will go on.
First shot is up and good for Jessica Wartenberger, John. She'll have a second one coming. We figure out who they put it on.
There it is. That's her second. All right. Jessica gets one. And now she's got two, and the Irish are up 4-0. No scoring yet for Why Not. They're a three-pointer away from just being down one, though.
Kind of keeping our running score there, John. Does she have them all down?
I wake her up every once in a while.
Okay.
Bring it the other way with the basketball. With it will be Wiesler. Back out to the top now to Kinsley Hymas. Kinsley throws it to the right side, driving, trip. Oh, that's unfortunate. Wartenberger is going to get her second foul, and she's just moving defensively, and the girl stepped on her foot and tripped.
Wow. Wartenberger picks up her second, so now you've got Lechtenberg with two, Wartenberger with two, and that's going to bring Daisy Whipp, a freshman, in off the bench to replace Wartenberger, and that hurts to have Jessica on the bench.
It certainly does. Steve Wiesler's got to be loving this, bringing a freshman into the ball game against the pressure she will face when she has the ball. Why Not? Front court, back out to the top. Kinsley Hymas comes to the left side to Myra Sudbeck. Back over to Hymas. High post free throw line with it to Pinkelman. Down the lane, taken away by Delaney Witt. Delaney coming up. Luke Chandler says, let's get one. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Witt spins up towards the front. Now gives the ball away to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff out top. A defender on her. No call, no count, I should say. Continues to work with 15 seconds. Now down the right side. Nearly carried it. Dribbles around. They switch off of her defensively to Witt. Delaney with six on the clock. Coming to the right side. but a foul on Wynot.
That's going to go on Amber Lawson, I believe.
Yeah.
On Lawson, that'll be her first personal. And team foul number five.
Well, the Irish would love to get to the free throw line. They shoot free throws pretty well.
Team foul six, John, excuse me.
4-0. I'm pitching a shutout so far, Andy.
Yeah.
All right, McKinley Scholl to inbound with 4 seconds to go. Got to get it in to Keller. Macy walked with the basketball. She didn't get stopped and perhaps got a little help moving that time.
Yeah, she did. She was bumped from behind.
2.6 seconds. The Irish don't want to let them just a free rein up to midcourt. They get to midcourt and they fire at the length of midcourt and just about made it. Good try there by Kinsley Hyman. After one, Sacred four. Wynot zero. Back in 1 minute from the state tournament in Lincoln.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. We're set to move to second quarter action. After one period, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Wynot Blue Devils 4-0. You heard that right. After one complete inning, 4-0, Irish are up in a defensive battle so far. And John and I were talking during the timeout. Neither of us are really surprised by that score. We knew this was going to be a defensive battle. The biggest concern right now for Irish fans is the fact that Gentry Lechtenberg and Jessica Wurtenberger each have two fouls here.
Well, now, Randy, Amber Loss is going to have to leave the game. Her big knee pad she's got has blood on the back of it. You're going to have to take that off or get that clean. Jessica Wurtenberger is apparently bleeding all over everybody. And it doesn't look that bad.
And Kinley Scholl to inbound the ball into Olivia Eichhoff, right side of the lane, in the paint, backs it out to the free throw line. Off to D.C. Witt on the left wing, top of the key to Delaney Witt. Witt hands off again to Scholl. She handles the basketball, goes to the left side of the lane, goes off her foot, dribbled it away, picked up by Eichhoff. Eichhoff backs inside the paint at the free throw line, top of the key up to Witt. Underneath, there's Scholl. Shot is up. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. It won't go. A whistle on a foul. And we're going to put Scholl to the free throw line. McKinley Scholl. And she'll be shooting two shots for the Irish.
Foul will go on Myra Sedbeck. Her first foul of the ball game.
Team foul number 7, incidentally. At the line, McKinley Scholl shooting 2. The first one is up, and it is off. No good. Oh, it bounced around up there. Tried so hard to go in.
How did it get out?
It wouldn't stay down. McKinley Scholl, she'll have a second free throw attempt coming. Shot is on the way. It's up. This one is off the back of the iron. It won't go with the rebound. Eichhoff has the ball stripped away. Loose on the floor. Scholl dives in there after it. Scholl's going to get the tie-up. Good job by McKinley Scholl defensively going after that basketball.
Sacred Heart will give it away to Wynot on the alternating possession now.
Back into the ball game comes Amber Lawson checking in now. They just took the knee pad off, I think. All right, down court on the dribble. With the basketball comes Kinsley Hymus. Hymus guarded by Delaney Witt. It's man-to-man defense for the Irish. Pass goes over onto the right wing. They go across to Wiesler with it. In the paint, jump shot in and out by Wiesler. And Macy Keller muscles that basketball away from two or three defenders under there. Gets the outlet pass to McKinley Scholl. Scholl under the basket. Lechtenberg, that was a dangerous pass.
Wow.
Got away with it. Lechtenberg clears it back up top to Olivia Eichhoff.
That's D.C. Witt, Randy.
Okay, that was Witt. I'm sorry. All right, with the basketball.
Delaney Witt.
I see ya.
Delaney Witt at the free throw line. Backing in. Bounce pass underneath. Shot into the basket. Open up and good for McKinley Shoal. Great job by Delaney Witt to find McKinley standing around under the basket waiting for the pass. Here come the Blue Devils. Ball tipped away with the steal. McKinley Shoal. Shoal on the breakaway for the lay-in. Off the glass. Up and good. McKinley Shoal with back-to-back buckets. And the Irish go up 8-0. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena, 6 minutes, 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Sacred Heart on top, 8-0. McKinley Shoal coming in off the bench, getting an opportunity here because of a couple of players in foul trouble, and McKinley probably goes out and makes a couple of quick buckets to give the Irish an 8-0 lead. It was 4-0 after one quarter. We've now played a minute and a half of the second period, and Wynot has yet to get a basket.
An 8-point lead in this contest is really too big.
It really could be, yeah. All right, on the floor will be McKinley Shoal, Daisy Witt, Macy Keller, Delaney Witt, and Olivia Eichhoff. On the bench with two fouls each are Lechtenberg and Wurtenberger. The basketball, inbounded pass, comes into Kinsley Hymus. Hymus down court, on the dribble across the midcourt line. Picked up by Delaney Witt defensively. Hymus works to the right side. Now driving right side baseline, kicks it into the corner. Had an open look. Sudbeck didn't want to take it. Pass goes up to Lawson. Now at the top of the circle, in the paint. Driving again, it comes into the corner to Sudbeck. Ball dribbled away from Bud. Sudbeck picked up by Shoal. Down court, here comes McKinley Shoal again. Driving way in up and good. McKinley Shoal with 6 points back-to-back. Three back-to-back baskets. The Irish are up 10-0. Why not basketball? Hymus gets it out to the corner. A long three from the right side. Up and off, no good. Rebound. Witt comes down with it. Pass. Both Witts had the ball. Delaney Witt, we outwitted him under there.
Yeah.
Delaney Witt on the left elbow. I hadn't worked that in yet this season. Delaney Witt falls to the floor. The ball gets away, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and it'll get the ball back to Why Not. Into the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Caleb Pinkelman back onto the floor.
Somebody else snuck in there, too. I'm not sure who.
Lauren Haberman checks back in. Haberman and Pinkelman back into the contest. Down court. With the dribble comes Kinsley Hymus. Hymus. Now, wait a minute. We've got an official timeout here.
More blood?
Well, he's going to come over and confer with the official here.
Let's see.
Not sure what the issue is.
Blood on the floor?
May have found some more blood on the floor down here in front of our table. You bleeding, John? I haven't got hit that hard.
I haven't been out there, though.
You know, during the Class A game, on the very first trip down the floor, one of the girls came flying into the table next to us, knocked the equipment completely off of form over here. It was quite a collision.
Oh, my.
Well, they're inspecting the floor, looking all around, and now I think we're going to be ready to go. Clock has stopped with 5:36 to play in the first half. Sacred Heart on top, 10-0. We played, 10.5 minutes. Why Not has not scored. Kinsley Hymus on the dribble gives to Haberman. Lauren Haberman, a cross-court pass, working into the paint, comes Weisler. That's Ellison Weisler. Here's a shot for three off the glass. Banked in and good.
Kinsley Hymus, 13.
That was Ellison Weisler, right? No,
Kinsley Hymus, 13.
Okay, 13.
Coming at 5:15 of the second quarter.
All right, a down court pass gets away out of bounds. A turnover for the Irish. Kinsley Hymus hit for three, right?
Yes, correct.
All right.
Coach Luke Sano stands up and says, calm down. We don't need that over-the-top stuff.
That was a big, long pass down court that got away. In the fourth court again, Kinsley Hymus. Hymus gives to Weisler, Ellison Weisler. Now Haberman tries to work on Daisy Witt. She'll dribble. Daisy Witt on the defense. Haberman with the turnover. Irish get it back. Full-court pressure here in backcourt. Inbounding the pass will be McKinley Shoal. Shoal gets it in down court. all the way down to the baseline right side. Olivia Eichhoff driving way in up and good. Olivia Eichhoff. Better body between the ball and he's better. Just perfect play. Great job. There's another steal. Now it's Delaney Witt on the fast break. Back on defense is Finkelman. Lob pass underneath. Scholl shot it up and good. McKinley Scholl came to play basketball, John. Scholl now with 8 points in the ballgame. Timeout taken by Wynot. 4:31 to go here in the first half. 14-3. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds from the state basketball tournament.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. 4:31 to play in the first half, 14-3. The Irish up by 11 in what we predicted to be a low-scoring contest. It certainly has been thus far.
Over half, right?
That's for sure.
60% right. Shooting for the field for the Irish so far.
Why not with the basketball on the dribble is Kinsley Hymas. She's the point guard. Hymas dribbles to the near side, right in front of our table. Looks to Sudbeck, top of the key to Finkelman. Finkelman launches a three, top of the circle, got it. Kayla Finkelman hits a three, and it's 14-6, the score. Irish basketball, full court pressure. Delaney Witt, bounce pass. McKinley Scholl, up court. Pass stolen away on the seal. Driving to the left side of the lane, back to the top of the key. They bring it up to Sudbeck. Sudbeck with the dribble to the left wing. She comes to Hymas. Hymas beats to the corner left side. Finkelman tries to drive against Keller. Finkelman loses the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Macy Keller. Finkelman a little slow getting up there. Not sure what happened, but it's a turnover. Irish get the ball back.
She ran into Macy. That didn't help.
All right, McKinley Scholl to inbound the ball. Gets it into Olivia Eichhoff. She's guarded by Sudbeck. Back to Scholl comes across the timeline. McKinley Scholl reaching in on Scholl. She gets away from the defender. Into the corner to Witt. Top of the key, Eichhoff. Spin move in the face. Eichhoff driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound is taken down by Wynot. Blue Devils down in a hurry. Wiesler with the ball. Wiesler to the left side. Witt picks her up. Driving baseline left side. Macy Keller goes in for the block on Amber Lawson. A whistle and a foul on Keller.
We're going to call that on Macy. That'll be her first foul. Team foul number five. That was more of a travel right there going around that corner we saw last night on Lechtenberg, Randy.
Yep, Amber Lawson at the line, a 5'8 senior. She'll be shooting two shots here. First one is up and good. Lawson hits the first one. We don't want Wynot to get too used to scoring here.
No.
They've got seven on the board now. Second free throw for Amber Lawson is up, and it's good also. Got them both. Makes our score now 14-8. Irish up by six. Inbound pass against full court pressure. Delaney Witt. Witt trying to get down the court with it. Brings it back to Scholl. Across court pass. Throws the ball away. The Irish falling victim to the press here.
They don't need to do that. They just need to wait a little bit to get some help.
Now, they've been taught how to break a press. There's no doubt about that. They just got out of sync there. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go first half. 14-8. Irish up by six. Hymas with the basketball. Kinsley Hymas to the top of the circle. Finkelman on the spin in the paint. Shot up. Finkelman no. Macy Keller with the rebound. Keller's got to be careful with that outlet pass. Almost threw it away, getting it to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt back to Keller. Keller across court. McKinley Scholl, they get it across the timeline. Macy Witt in the corner on the left side baseline with the ball back up to Scholl with the basketball. 2:45 to go here in the first half. McKinley Scholl driving a floater. Shot up. Oh, couldn't get it, but tipped it out of there to Eichhoff. Great job by McKinley Scholl to tip that ball out off the miss. Now it's Delaney Witt on the panel with the basketball to the right side. Gives to Scholl. Scholl left-handed dribble. Going to take it in. Kicks it to the corner. Macy Witt for three off the rim. No. Macy Keller tips it out. The basketball comes out to Hymas. Hymas down court of the fast break in the paint. Driving layup. Doesn't get it for the whistle. And the foul going to be called on the Irish.
Going to be on Delaney Witt, I'm sure. She kept backing up. If she had stopped, she'd probably been okay. And
instead, it's a block on Delaney.
Delaney Witt called for the personal at the free throw line. That's Kinsley Hymus at the line. 5'6" junior. She averages 9 points a ball game. She has three so far tonight on one tray. You're shooting two. The first one is up and good. Makes our score 14-9 now. Irish up by 5. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart with 2:18 to play here in the first period. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3 and PTNC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Well, John Nixon, this is a high-pressure, intense press here, the defense from Why Not. And Sacred Heart has had a couple of turnovers. A couple of those have been unforced, though, John. It's not really so
right.
Much of pressure, just a couple of bad decisions. When play is resumed at the free throw line, will be Kinsley Hymus. To shoot. She made the first. She has a second. It's on the way up, and it is off no good. Macy Keller's there for the rebound. Keller has the outlet pass out to McKinley Scholl, and Scholl will push it down the court. McKinley Scholl has seen limited action this year because of that injury in the season opener. Boy, she's having a night tonight so far. Delaney Witt with the little handoff on the weave at the top of the key. Gives it up to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff guarded closely out here by Oldenmiller.
Started by me, Lechtenberg and Wurtenberg on the bench for two fouls. That's a lot of your ball handling.
Underneath is Macy Keller. She can't go up with a shot. Passes to Delaney Witt. Back to Keller. Shot is up and good. Macy Keller get Delaney Witt. Credit with a great assist there to get the ball back to Keller. Hymus down for a driving layup. Again falls to the floor and again a foul. Hymus is just going to take that thing right into the teeth of that Sacred Heart defense and hope for the foul every time.
I'm not sure who they called
that. The official turned the back on us there. We'll see.
Maybe it's on Delaney Witt, and it is her first. Stacy Witt, her first.
All right. Free throw is up and off no good for Kinsley Hymus. Stacy Witt called for the personal. Hymus has now hit 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 4 points.
We're down in Kayla Pinkelman.
Now to 1:35 to play here in the first half. Kinsley Hymus, second free throw is up. It's good. Got it down, makes it 16-9. The lead is 16-10, rather. The lead is 6 now for the Irish. Haberman back into the ballgame. 1:35 to go, first half. Full court pressure by Why Not. Inbound the ball to Delaney Witt. Haberman chases after Witt, giving her all sorts of trouble. And she'll be called for a travel or a double dribble?
Well, either one. It didn't matter. She threw it to Why Not anyway.
This Why Not pressuring defense takes a toll on you. Like you said, you could sure use Wurtenberger in there helping to handle that basketball.
Stealing some minutes here with them on the bench.
Weisler to inbound it. Allison Weisler up to the top of the key to Kinsley Hymus. Hymus to the right elbow. Goes over to Sudbeck with the pass. Back to Hymus. Bounce pass inside. Stolen away. Again, on the fast break. All the way goes Scholl. Coast to coast. Couldn't get it. Ball is tipped out of there and coming up with the rebound is Why Not. Fast break. Baseline left side. Shot Haberman up. Off no good. Fight for the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Lauren Haberman. Haberman's first bucket. And it's 16-12. A 4-point Irish lead. Down to 58 seconds to go here in the first half. Olivia Eichhoff across the timeline. Eichhoff holds the ball, works to the right elbow. Now it goes around the defender. Tries to go for a driving layup. The ball goes out of bounds off of Why Not. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball with 45 seconds to play here in the first half.
Irish catch a break there.
Yes, they did. 16-12. Irish with a 4-point lead. 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. Olivia Eichhoff will inbound the pass. She'll stand on the baseline on the left side of her own backboard to toss it in. Eichhoff looking to get the ball thrown in. Going to have to hurry. The count is on. Eichhoff high lob goes to Keller. Keller goes up and gets it over Haberman. Comes down with the basketball. She needs help. Now gets it off to Eichhoff. That was a harrowing moment there, John. 35 seconds to go in the first half.
to the right wing. Delaney Witt. Witt just holds the ball for a moment. Now dribbles to the top of the circle between the rings. Gives it to McKinley Scholl. Scholl holds up the dribble. Penetrates to the paint. Kicks it back out to Delaney Witt. 20 seconds to play in the first half. 16-12. Irish with the 4-point lead. Want to play for the last shot. Olivia Eichhoff guarded by Haberman. Haberman reaching in on her. Eichhoff gets away. Goes in for a driving layup. A working foul on the baseline. And at the free throw line will be Olivia Eichhoff.
Now it's a matter of just one and one or two shots. It's two shots.
Who's the foul on?
I'm not sure who it was. I'm guessing 12. Let's see.
I think it was Olga Wheeler. That'll be her second.
Yes.
At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots with 8 seconds on the clock. First one is up and off. No good. Olivia Eichhoff, normally a 63% free throw shooter on the year. She is 0 for 3 tonight here in the state tournament.
She's streaky. Once she hits that first one, then she'll really get it going.
Olivia Eichhoff, second free throw attempt coming up. Shot is on the way up. She got it. That one's good. Puts the Irish up by 5 once again, 17-12 with 8 seconds. Down court. Hymas comes to the left side. Feeds it underneath. There's a shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. Off. No good. A whistle and a foul on Macy Keller. Keller gets called for a foul at the buzzer on Macy. It'll be her second. Time expires in the first half. And at the free throw line will be Amber Lawson shooting two shots. Lawson, a 5'8 senior, has made both free throws tonight so far. She's 2 for 2. Here she'll be shooting two. First one for Lawson is on the way up and good. That makes it 17-13, a 4-point lead here. Time has expired. Second shot for Amber Lawson from the line with no time on the clock is up. It's good. Got them both. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Wynot Blue Devils. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart 17 and Wynot 14. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. And then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and KTMC.
Frontier Bank, proud to partner with local schools and be part of the Falls City community since 1880, with the tradition of personalized and local community banking now and into the future. In addition to the new school savings programs, the SCORE School Support Program has resulted in local Frontier Bank officers presenting over $900 to Sacred Heart and nearly $1,900 to Falls City Public Schools for achieving academic and athletic goals. Frontier Bank, online at frontier.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Welcome you back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Wynot Blue Devils 17-14, and it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now we'll look at the first half numbers. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The first half for Wynot in that first quarter, they did not score in the first quarter, going 0 for 11 on field goals.
put it 0-for-5 for three-point tries in that first quarter. They are led in the first half in points with 5 points for Kinsley Hymus, 4 points for Amber Lawson, 3 points for Caleb Pinkelman, and 2 for Lauren Haberman. They also have 10 turnovers compared to 12 for the Irish into the first quarter. 7 steals for each team in that first half of the ball game. Total fouls, not a whole lot of trouble. They've got 2 on Kinsley Hymus and 2 on Kenna Oligular. Why not in the first half? For Sacred Heart in the first half, scoring, they're led by McKinley Shaw. She came in, scored 8 off the bench. 2 points for Jessica Wurtenberger, 2 points for Gentry Lechtenberg, 3 for Olivia Eichhoff, and 2 for Macy Keller for their total of 17. The Irish only have 1 3-point attempt. That came there close to buzzer time at the end of that first half. They are shooting 46% from the field. They went just 1-for-5 in the first quarter, went 6-for-10 in the second quarter when they scored 13 points. Rebounds so far in this ball game, the Irish got a rebound, why not, but not by much. 15-13 and lead it 17-14, Randy.
What a ball game so far, kind of what we expected, a defensive battle. Sacred Heart, John, held a 14-3 lead when Why Not took timeout with 4:31 to play in the first half. After that, the Blue Devils went on an 11-3 run to close it up to within 3, which is where we stand here at the half. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes. And we'll be back with more action in about 5 minutes here on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 36 tonight. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Partly cloudy and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Mid-50s Monday. Mid-40s by Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Welcome back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. We've got a dandy going here. 17-14, the Irish up by 3. They led by as much as 14-3. And, John, when you think about it, the fact that the Irish got to the halftime intermission with a 3-point lead, despite having two starters, Jeffrey Lechtenberg and Jessica Wurtenberger, spending the majority of the second period on the bench in foul trouble, you maybe don't feel too bad about it.
No, not really. That's two of your best ball handlers and two of your leading scorers. Jessica Wurtenberger has no field goals in this ballgame. Jennifer Lechtenberg just won. So if you figure they have a respectable second half, pick up 7 or 8 points apiece, hopefully, you got to feel pretty good about that.
McKinley Scholl's kind of been the hero of the first half, coming off the bench and filling in here with these two girls on the bench in foul trouble. All she does is comes in and gets a couple of steals and breakaway layups and puts 8 points on the board here for the first half. And she's the leading scorer right now for Sacred Heart. When you're going against a tenacious defense like Why Not throws at you out here and a couple of your better ball handlers are on the bench and you still get out of it with a lead, like I said, you can't feel real bad about that.
No, not at all. It's a good first half. We'll see what the Irish come up with here in the second half. I'm sure A lot of things to discuss there at halftime at both teams.
Little disappointed with the free throw percentage, just 3 of 8. The Irish usually better at the free throw line than that. So Why Not hit 6 out of 10 of their free throw attempts? So a little bit of improvement could be had there from that free throw line. But it will be fun to see what the impact is of Lechtenberg and Wurtenberger being back on the floor in terms, because they built that lead up with those two in there.
And how long will they stay there?
Now, that's the question. They're going to have to be careful because you know that Ellison Weisler and Kinsley Hymus especially are just going to take the ball right into your defense. Kinsley Hymus not bashful about driving the paint. She doesn't care if there's three defenders there. She's going to run right into you. And she's been getting the call here.
And being careful is not really in the nature of either one of those girls for Sacred Heart.
Let's just see if the Sacred Heart defense can hold up here. They held Why Not to 14 points in the first half. If only a little more offense could have been generated, the Irish would be feeling pretty good here.
Certainly would. Good back. Oh, we've got all of our first round games next week at the Devaney Center, your favorite place.
Yep, it sure is. We'll be back next week with Boys State Tournament Basketball, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Johnson Brock Eagles on Wednesday, the Sacred Heart Irish Boys on Thursday, and then hopefully lots more basketball on Friday and Saturday next week. You can count on Sunny 101.3 and KTMC for live coverage when Southeast Nebraska teams reach the state tournament here in Lincoln. It's certainly our pleasure to be here and bring you the broadcast. All right, back to the original five starters for the Irish. Eichhoff, Witt, Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger, and Keller on the floor for Sacred Heart. Ready to move to third quarter action. Here once again is John Nixon.
All right, thank you, Randy. Ready to go. And it will be Gentry Lechtenberg inbound the ball at midcourt. Sacred Heart going right to left, right here. They'll be on our end of the floor here for this second half action on offense.
But that it's so hard to read numbers at the other end.
True enough.
Help me.
All right. Delaney Witt comes up the floor, guarded man-to-man, the overplayer. A lot of bumping and grinding up the floor. He gets away to Lechtenberg. Gentry runs out around that weave, starts right, reverses left, into the paint she goes, floats it up off the glass for two. There you go. Good start by the sophomore. The Irish are up now 19-14, back up by five out top. Thinking about a three is Hymus. No. Out on the left side. They go instead to Wiesler. She'll go to the free throw line. No. And we got a push foul. And I guilty look by Jessica Wurtenberg.
Oh, no.
I think so.
Yes, it is on Wurtenberger. She picks up her third personal less than 30 seconds into the half. My goodness.
That's a key. Mark that one down.
Worst thing you can have happen.
So it's why not ball off the right side of the basketball. Goes to Allison Wiesler in the paint. Throws it up and got it from about 10 feet away.
Her first 2 points of the ball game tonight.
Score now and 19-16. Here's the ball in trouble. Irish forward to Casey to Keller. Ahead now to Wurtenberger. Pulls up, drives into the baseline, spins in, up, and it's good, and a foul.
Well,
and she was very careful to get in there and not charge.
Isn't it interesting that Lechtenberg and Wurtenberger come in, they score the first two buckets of the period here for the Irish.
That foul going on the squad from Why Not. They put it on. Wurtenberger at the line. Is 2 for 2 and now 3 for 3 on the night, has 5 points, and the Irish are up by 6, 22-16. I've lost my shutout, though, here in the second half already, haven't I?
Yes.
On the right side, we go with it to Wiesler. Drives to the paint. Whoa, she threw that to one of the ball girls on the Why Not end, and the turnover goes to Sacred Heart. They get the ball.
I'm not sure where Allison was going with that. There was nobody down there in the corner.
There's two very young ball girls out there. One of them caught it. All right, bring it in. Wurtenberger to Delaney Witt, senior. Moving up the right side to the front court. Keeps on going. Now slows up. Wheels back in the middle. Being chased. Bounce pass. High post. Wurtenberger tried to bounce it down low to Eichhoff. Stolen away. And here comes Why Not to the front court. Into the hands of Hymus.
That's a tough pass to make against this defense.
It is. Here's a ball knocked loose. Lechtenberg out there chasing her down. Got to be careful. Got the lead, 22-16. Making Why Not work on the offensive end. Wurtenberger with the steal. Bumped up against the Why Not girl. Wins the race, and it goes in. She's got 7, and it's 24-16. There's an open up an 8-point lead. Quickly the other way. Off the glass of the left hand for Lawson. Her first field goal of the game gives her 6. Bring it in, backcourt. It'll be Eichhoff over to Wurtenberger. Now ahead to Lechtenberg. Front court, she attacks the middle. Drives up, floats it. Blocked nicely by Allison Wiesler. Coming away are the Blue Devils to the front court. Spin around to the three-point line. Cross court, it goes back. Allison Wiesler, left hand, throws that up. That was not a good shot. Comes down to Eichhoff. Olivia bringing it up this time, no pressure. Top of the key, hands it off now to Delaney Witt. Witt coming over, the weave, and gives it to Wurtenberger.
Interesting that Why Not backed out of the pressure.
Gives the ball in the right corner on the wing, Macy Keller. Macy says, somebody come take this orange object from me, please. Hand it off now, Delaney Witt with the basketball. Weaving it out top. Here comes Eichhoff. Olivia will bring it back left. Pushes off. Spins. Drives. Missed the shot, but a foul. The Irish get lucky. Really lucky.
Yeah, Eichhoff, she led with the forearm there and shoved the defender out of the way. In the NFL, they call the receiver for pushing off.
Yeah, elbowing her way to the free throw line is Olivia Eichhoff.
She'll be shooting two here.
4:58 to go in the third. It's up. It's off the back. No good. Foul. Let's see. I'm not sure. They got more wide off players into the ball game.
I wish I could help you, John.
I think Ogilvy. No, that's who came into the ball game. That's all right. Well, we'll check him as we go.
The official turns his back on us when he signals there.
Again, Olivia Eichhoff at the line. Need to knock these down. It's up. It's good. She pushes that one up. She's now 2 for 6 on the day, and the lead is back up to 7. 4:56 to play, third quarter. Irish with the lead on the left side, working the ball with the dribble and a bounce pass in, taken away by McKinley Scholl, who just checked back in. I've got her for four steals already.
Boy, Scholl's playing a whale of a ball game tonight.
She brings it front court, goes, hands it off now. Witt got away from her defender, bounce pass down. They get it to Lechtenberg, right to Wynot on the run the other way. Back is McKinley Scholl, and the ball out of bounds, cut glass by Sacred Heart.
Scholl went back and set. She played that as well as you could defensively.
Timeout on the floor of the Irish up 25-18. We'll take a 1 minute break from the state tournament. Let him figure it out. I guess we'll keep it here in Lincoln.
4:29 to play here in the third period. 25-18, the Sacred Heart Irish with a 7-point lead here in the Class D2 State Basketball Championship game at Pinnacle Bank Arena. My name is Randy Gattuso, John Nixon alongside Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer, back at the Sony 101.3 studios. Aaron Wisdom, our board operator at KTNC. That's the cast of characters that are helping to put together tonight's presentation of high school basketball. The Irish jumped out to a 14-3 lead at the 4:31 mark of the second period. They were up by three at halftime, 17-14, and now with 4:29 to play in the third quarter, it's a 7-point Irish advantage, 25-18 our score.
Well, Sagan Hart playing well. Two buckets for Wynot here in the second quarter, so our third quarter so far, the Irish playing well on the offensive end. A couple of turnovers again, but you expect, you know, if you give up three turnovers a quarter, that's 12 for the game, that's not so bad against the Wynot team. The numbers were about even at halftime. We'll see where they end up for the game, but very important for the Irish to keep those ball handlers on the floor.
I'm still nervous about Wurtenberger with three personals here, but we'll see how it goes. Here's a lob pass into the top of the key, huh?
Oh, yes, all the way out near midcourt. Coming down with it, Laura Haberman. Gives the ball off there to Allison Weisler. No, it's Allison, zero. Jalen Geister, the long three. Up, and it hit the flat iron, and it stuck for Courtney Pinkelman, number four. The three-pointer is good, and it's 25-21. That ball just hit that flat iron on the back of the rim and just sat there, and then it fell in the hole. The Irish run to the weave, and now over to Eichhoff on the right side. Backing up and coming to the near left side. Gives it up now to Lechtenberg. Gentry moving left, and now back to Eichhoff. Cut the zone now into Wurtenberger in the paint. Goes in, shoots, in and out, won't go. Rebound brought down by the Blue Devils. A lot of contact on the rebound. Almost as you were for a moment, a couple of Blue Devils might tie up for it, but it didn't happen. And now they come up down by four. 25-21, 3:25 to play. Quarter number three. Man-to-man defense by the Irish has been stout throughout the game. Right side with the pass. Amber Lawson, one-on-one out here with Eichhoff, tries to take her to the baseline. Does. Pass to the middle, knocked away. Delaney Witt ahead to Lechtenberg. On the run, two-on-three, all the way to the hole. Right hand too strong. Rebound, tie-up will belong to the Blue Devils.
Boy, another golden opportunity to escape the Irish there, John.
A lot of momentum going in there that time for Lechtenberg. Couldn't get herself slowed down to get the quality shot she wanted off the glass.
You had a 2-on-1 fast break there. Maybe just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, it ended up 3-on-3 by the time we got down there. Now we've got everybody directing traffic here. We've got a sub in. Now they're putting... Who's guarding who into the ball game again is Myra Sudbeck. All right, Olivia Eichhoff was giving the indication she was going to press it herself. So to the front court with the basketball. Here it comes. Why not? Hymus gives it off, and now to Sudbeck. Right side it goes. Kinsley Hymus passes off there for Allison Weisler. A shot attempt at the middle ended up like a bad pass. Didn't hit anything, and the Irish come down with it. To the front, Delaney with the senior. Over she goes to Olivia Eichhoff, another senior for the Irish. She's played in her 12th state tournament game. And now out, three ball for Witt on the rim. No rebound. Scholl got it, dribbles in the paint, turned, shot is blocked. She saved it in, and how in the world do they call that off Wynot, Randy? I don't think anybody in Wynot touched the ball.
I have no idea. No doubt.
No doubt. He's definitely right.
Yeah.
So to pass it in to Wurtenberger, and that one is knocked out by Wynot. Well, at any rate. 25-21 with 2:18 to go in the third.
Boy, this is a pestering type defense. That's what I would describe it as.
This has got to be a tough game to officiate, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys got to have a tough job. All the bumping, everybody's everywhere. Here it comes in to Wurtenberger. She dipped the shoulder up. No, and she draws the foul.
Oh, man.
Why not? On Lawson.
Wow, that could have gone the other way pretty easily there, John. Amber Lawson picks up what I have as her second personal.
Yes. I haven't marked down the team fouls this half. That's three. And at the free throw line, Wurtenberger up and knocks it down. She's got eight. She's tied with McKinley Scholl for scoring honors in the ball game for the Irish.
You're scared to say that she's 4-for-4 from the line.
I am. It's up. It's good.
Shoot, 5-for-5.
Now she got 9. All-time most attempts season, career, not career, the most makes in a season. And up and a reverse, up, no good. Under the bucket, coming out is Scholl, ran to the ball, all the way in, slows up, 10-footer, good. One hop on the rim, and in the hole it goes, and the Irish are up by 8.
McKinley Scholl in double figures, 10 points now, John.
29-21. Steve Weisler up. Is he calling time? No, he's just directing traffic. His team comes to the near side. They throw it back to the middle. Went for the steal. Came up empty. The ball gets through to Haberman. Lots of officiating behind us. Probably some on the other side,
right
too.
Down here at the table, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Besides us?
That shouting you heard was the black shirt to your right here.
Oh, my.
That's unusual.
Now we got a foul on the Irish. Oh, now. I didn't like that on the far side, the post rushing green. I didn't see it, but it's going to be on Lechtenberg, Randy. That's her third. Now Lechtenberg and Wurtenberger with 3 fouls apiece. 1:27 to go in the third quarter. All right, take the ball inside and back and in. There is Sudbeck back out to the right corner. Around a defender, shot on the way up. No good, and the rebound brought down by Olivia Eichhoff for Sacred Heart. She does everything the Irish need. Moves to the point guard, bringing it up the floor.
What?
Eichhoff to Scholl.
I'm just pounding on her here.
Scholl starting right. Stock, stutter set, now hands off to Delaney Will with 59 seconds to go on the quarter. Witt and a big collision. Who's the foul this time? Delaney Witt.
Oh, Witt hurt.
Right.
She's hurt. She's hurt.
She hit knees, I think.
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't with Wurtenberger.
Oh, she is hurt.
Delaney, senior, here comes the trainer.
That's more than a bump knee, I'm afraid.
We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back at the Pinnacle Bank Arena after this 30-second break on KTNC and Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Arena, we have time out on the floor. The trainers are out checking now on Delaney Witt. The injury is to her right knee. It happened right in front of our broadcast table here, and it's more than just a bump knee on the floor, I'm afraid, John, just judging from the way the trainers are dealing with it. Not a good situation here with Delaney Witt down with this injured knee. We'll take another 30-second break and be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Delaney Witt being taken to the training room here by the trainers. And Delaney's high school basketball career has just ended, John. She has suffered an injury to her right knee, and she's not going to be able to put any weight on that right leg at all. And you and I have seen a lot of sports injuries. That just about has to be a tear of some kind, John.
Yeah, you see it so often with the girls. The boy, it happens to boys, too. You see it so happen so many times in girls' basketball, more than anything else.
All right, we've got Shoal, Lexenberg. Who's on the floor here? Macy Witt, Eichhoff.
I think Macy's back in, so
yeah,
the Irish have a little less than a minute here, 50 seconds to go in quarter number three, a lead of 8, 29-21.
Olivia Eichhoff works the dribble, being guarded over there closely. Sorry,
right,
John.
That's all right, Wurtenberger out of the free throw midcourt area, out of Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, three fouls now, along with Wurtenberger for the Irish, and it's going to be Olivia Eichhoff, 28 on the clock. They're playing for one shot. The count stops. Now they give it away to McKinley. She'll out near midcourt. She'll work to the front, to the right side. Now reverses. Benson, gosh, she throw an elbow again. The Irish are getting away with that here. Comes up Lechtenberg, handed to Eichhoff. 10 on the clock, and a push foul on Lechtenberg. That's four. Scott Guy, she got rid of the ball and pushed the defender.
Boy, John. Questionable at best there, John.
Well, that's going to be four on Lechtenberg. Now the Irish are in trouble. They went six deep last night, and now they've gone seven deep here. Because here comes Daisy Witt back in the ballgame for the Irish with 7 seconds to go. Good stout defense. They'll throw it toward the basket. No, Wurtenberger brings it down, and that will end the quarter. Sacred Heart 29, and the squad from Wynot 21, 29, 21 after three, back in 1 minute from the state tournament.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Right, 8 minutes left to play in the Nebraska girls high school season here in Lincoln. 29-21, Sacred Heart up by 8. The Irish have lost Delaney Witt to a knee injury. She's been taken to the locker room. They have Gentry Lechtenberg on the bench with the four personal fouls. Daisy Witt will be on the floor with Macy Keller, Olivia Eichhoff, Jessica Wurtenberger, and McKinley Shoal. Those are the five on the floor. We're ready to move to fourth quarter action.
Easy for you to hold them and not let them to the free throw line.
There you go. All right. Inbounding the pass will be Wurtenberger at midcourt. Let's see what the Blue Devils are going to do here in the way of pressure. They inbound it to Olivia Eichhoff. Chasing
her
in backcourt is Kinsley Hymus. Hymus across the timeline. Chases after Eichhoff. Eichhoff gives the ball off to Shoal. Shoal, top of the key. Hymus almost dribbles it away. Daisy Witt, the freshman in the corner, baseline left side, had an open look for three, didn't want to take it. Back up top, it goes to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger at the free throw line. To Daisy Witt, baseline corner left side, hands right back to Wurtenberger. Irish just going to run clock here, maybe?
Well, nothing wrong with that with an 8-point lead.
McKinley Shoal now dribbles. Top of the key, left side, Daisy Witt. Why not fans wanting a push off there? Irish been getting away with that a little bit, John. Now it's Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble. Chasing Eichhoff. The defender, they come back to the left side. Eichhoff leads with the forearm again. Oleg Mueller chases after, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Wyatt.
That foul will go on Kinsley Hymus per second, and that's team foul number four of the 5.5.
How many team fouls do we have on the Irish?
Seven oh nine
to go in the ballgame. Inbound the pass. They get it in again to McKinley Scholl. Scholl being guarded by Pinkelman. That's Caleb Pinkelman after Scholl. Scholl works to the right side of the elbow. Holds it up there. Now gives the ball up again to Olivia Eichhoff. Sacred Heart has ran more than a minute off the clock here in this period, John. Eichhoff up top again finds Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger chasing her is Haberman. Haberman falls to the floor. Wurtenberger to the corner. Macy Keller right back. It comes to Wurtenberger. Well, it's obvious what Luke Sandals decided to do here in the fourth quarter. Wurtenberger did a great job dribbling the ball away from pressure. Now trapped in the corner. Eichhoff dribbles out of that, comes back to the near side in front of the table. Look at the pressure by Sudbeck. Now a timeout's going to be taken by Sacred Heart with 6:24 to go in the ballgame. 29-21, Irish up by 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and PTNC.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Irish led 4-0 after one quarter. They were up by 3 at halftime, 17-14 after leading by 11, 14-3. After three quarters, it was 29-21.
I've got an idea. I see Rachel Magdan sitting up there in the stands. You know, she got hurt 2 years ago, missed a couple games. I think she should be eligible to play here the rest of the game.
Now, bringing Delaney Witt back out and putting her on the end of the bench with an ice pack on that knee, she rejoins her team on the bench. She wants to watch the rest of the ball game, John.
Yep.
Delaney Witt will not return to the game here. That's a
ball knocked out of bounds by Wynot at midcourt. Sacred Heart will have the ball. They can go backward on this inbound.
McKinley Scholl inbound it into backcourt to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger comes across the timeline. She's trapped there. Got it off to the right side into McKinley Scholl. Scholl one dribble. Now it goes into backcourt. It was chipped away. Eichhoff is double-teamed in backcourt. They've got her trapped. The ball is chipped away out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball.
All right, you got to stay out of the corners and off the sideline.
Yeah, somebody's got to be open when there's two or three defenders chasing the ball there, John.
The pressure's turned up the rest of the game, but why not?
No doubt about that. Inbound the ball, Olivia Eichhoff. I like having the ball in Olivia's hands. Eichhoff comes to Macy Keller. Keller across the timeline to Wurtenberger. She's double-teamed. They reach in on Wurtenberger, and a whistle and a foul. It'll be Sacred Heart played in on the side. Foul is going to be called on Lauren Haberman. Wow. Haberman called for the foul.
Why not just said something to Olivia Eichhoff? She didn't like very well.
Oh, my.
She stared somebody down in the crowd.
Yeah, we're starting to hear some rather interesting
negative
shouts from behind us here. A cross-court pass to Macy Keller. Keller holds the ball near the midcourt line. One dribble, lost her dribble, gets the ball off to Scholl. Scholl to the left side of the corner. D.C. Witt holds the basketball. She dribbles up onto the wing. They reach in on her, and a reach-in jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to Wynot. Wynot finally got the steal here. They ran over 2 minutes of time there. It's 5:42 to go, and now why not with the basketball down by 8? Down court comes Hymus on the dribble. That's Kinsley Hymus. Oh, stolen away. Oh, no. Stolen away. It looked like Scholl had a clean steal and a whistle and a foul on McKinley Scholl.
Her first foul number 4 in the second half.
Back into the ballgame now, checking in for the Irish. Jeffrey Lechtenberg going out as D.C. Witt. Lechtenberg.
Lechtenberg and Scholl with 4 apiece.
All right, a cross-court pass. They lob the ball into Sudbeck. Sudbeck gives it up to Hymus to the right elbow. Wiesler with the basketball. There's Pinkelman for 3. She got it. Courtney Pinkelman, her second 3-pointer. It's a 5-point lead. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:19 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds from the state tournament.
welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
That bench. Young lady's in some serious pain over there, John. They've got an ice bag on there being ministered to a little bit there. Holly Wessengard taking care of her. 5:19 to go. It's 29-24. The Irish with a 5-point lead. Sacred Heart will have the basketball on the baseline under the Why Not basket against full court pressure. Let's see if they can break the press. Inbounding it, McKinley Schull. Bounce pass into Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff starts down this left sideline, gets it across the timeline, takes it into the corner, hands the ball off to Lechtenberg. They reach in and steal it. Everybody after it.
They never got the handoff away.
And again, gets the ball back to Whiteye.
Somebody was out of bounds.
Yeah, somebody was out of bounds when they touched the ball. It was a scramble on the floor. There were four girls down on the floor going after the loose basketball. Inbounding it, Amber Lawson. Irish will pick him up defensively at midcourt. Lawson tosses the inbound pass to Hymus. Hymus guarded by Scholl. To the right side finds Lawson. Amber Lawson to the top of the key, working left side of the lane. Finkelman driving, laying it up and good. Kayla Finkelman with the layup. 29-26. The lead is down to three. Wurtenberger in backcourt, working hard to try and get it across the timeline. Over on the right side, she does so. Wurtenberger with the dribble to the top of the key, to the near side. Scholl, a cross-court pass, goes to Eichhoff. Eichhoff looking for Lechtenberg in the paint. Sacred Heart, now wait a minute. We've got a whistle and a foul on the baseline.
Foul on Why Not. And that's going to be number 7. Free throws the rest of the game for the Irish.
Courtney Finkelman is called for that personal. At the free throw line will be Lechtenberg, Gentry Lechtenberg. She's not been to the line yet tonight. She has 4 points in the ballgame on a pair of two-pointers. Here she's in the bonus, shooting 1-1. Free throws are crucial. Gentry Lechtenberg, 54% on the season. The shot is up and it's off, no good. Couldn't get it to rebound to Why Not. Why Not with a chance to tie with a three or pull closer with a two. 29-26, Irish with a three-point lead. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the basketball game. This is Lauren Haberman. Pass to Finkelman. Finkelman driving left side. Kicks it to the corner, falls to the floor. Three is up and good. Getting the play was Hymus. Kingsley Hymus hit the three. We're tied at 29 apiece. 4:04 to go. Timeout taken on the floor. Sacred Heart with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're tied at 29. All we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the ballgame, all tied at 29.
First tie of the game. Why Not has never had the lead, and right now they're on a speedo run.
Yeah. Well, the Irish came out and decided to run clock to start this fourth quarter. They kind of got out of their offensive attacking style. They had Lechtenberg on the bench with four personals. They had Delaney Witt out of the ballgame with a knee injury. They tried to run clock. That hasn't worked out for them. A couple of turnovers, and Why Not's right back in this thing. We're all tied at 29 apiece.
I think the Irish will look to the middle again with Wurtenberger and Lechtenberg, Randy. If they get past this press, get it up the court.
Sacred Heart's basketball, Gentry Lechtenberg. Inbounds to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff in backcourt works the dribble. She's double-teamed out there. Somebody's got to be open when there's always two people chasing here, John. Down court, Lechtenberg. They reach in on Lechtenberg. There's a slapping foul. That's going to be called on Kayla Finkelman. Hinkleman called for the personal, and we're going to put Lechenberg back to the line. Gentry 0 for 1 from the line tonight, has 4 points in the ballgame. She missed one just a moment ago. Here she's shooting 1-1. Was that team foul number 8, John?
That's number 8 in the ball game in the second half.
All right, Lechtenberg at the line shooting 1-1. She's 54% on the season. Free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is off. No good. Ball is tipped around out of bounds, and it went off of Why Not. Every possession so critical. Sacred Heart will maintain possession of the basketball. They'll play it in under their own basket.
Good battle in there by Wurtenberger to keep that thing alive.
Inbounding the pass, Jessica Wurtenberger, right side of the lane, underneath the basket. They put it in, Wurtenberger in the paint. Turn around, move to the basket, couldn't get it, no foul. Rebound comes down to Why Not. Now, the Blue Devils with a chance to take the lead in the ballgame. In the fourth quarter, the left side, they work inside the paint. Long free throw, Hymus, a three-pointer up and good by Hymus. Kinsley Hymus, 2 3-pointers in a row, 32-29. Why Not with the lead? Olivia Eichhoff in backcourt, across to the near side. They get it to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger in the paint, goes for a driving layup. She'll be fouled. Jessica Wurtenberger will be at the line. Back-to-back three-pointers for Kinsley Hymus, John, has given Why Not a three-point lead here.
And long ones, too. Myra Sedbeck with the foul, picking up her second.
Jessica Wurtenberger at the line, shooting 2 shots for the Irish. Wurtenberger takes aim. The shot is up. It is good. She's 6 out of 6 from the line. She has 10 points now in double figures for the Irish. Wurtenberger ready for her second attempt. She can get Sacred Heart back within one here. Clock is down to 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go in this Class D2 state championship ball game. Jessica Wurtenberger, second shot is up. It's good. She hit them both. 1 point basketball game, 32-31. Why Not with the lead? 3:15. The clock is running. Hymus into forecourt to the left elbow. Now will Why Not slow things down? Let's see. Kinsley Hymus to the left elbow. Back up top, it comes to Hymus again. They play catch right side. Haberman, lob pass in. They put it inside to Lawson. Into the corner, around the horn, left wing. Back up top to Hymus. Inside of 3 minutes to go now. 2:51 on the clock. Hymus to the near side. Finds Haberman. Haberman coming out after her now is McKinley Scholl. Now they're going to run a little weave to the left elbow. Ola Mueller hands back to Hymus again. They have her trapped over in the corner. Hymus dribbled out of that. Feeds it to the left wing. Top of the key. Comes back up to Lawson. 2.5 minutes to play. Why Not? Running clock now with a 1 point lead, 32-31. On the right side, this is Lawson with the ball. Why Not? Content to just keep running the clock here. Hymus, spin move in the paint, driving layup, blocked away, basketball brought down, and cleared out underneath the basket by Olivia Eichhoff.
Work for the block.
Eichhoff across the timeline, sets the offense. There's the double team trap coming after her. Eichhoff needs help, into the corner, Witt, bounce pass across underneath Macy Keller, shot is up, couldn't get it, lost the contact, no whistle, no foul. Rebound comes down to Why Not. 1:52 to go. That was a bunny under there. Should have gone. Timeout taken. Why Not? 1:49 on the clock. 32-31. Blue Devils up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
90% shots under there that Macy Keller had a minute ago here at the end. It just wouldn't stay in the hole.
That's two here in the last couple of minutes that just point blank there. Couldn't get to go in the hole. No, it hurt.
So let's set the stage for you. There's 1:49 left to play in the ballgame. The score, Why Not 30.
Playing more music.
The score, Why Not 32, Sacred Heart 31 with 1:49 to go in the ballgame. The Irish down by one. When play is resumed, the Why Not Blue Devils will have possession of the basketball. They will play it in on the side in forecourt. Irish need to get a steal here.
What's the foul situation, John?
Well, the Irish have only committed four fouls. They're going to have to commit three fouls to put Wynot on the line, the 1-1.
Good,
get to that
good news is they got a couple to give to go after the steals. Oh, there we go. The ball went out of bounds. It's a turnover. Dribbling the ball out of bounds was Kinsley Hymus at midcourt. What a break for Sacred Heart, John.
Kinsley Shaw got her hand in there and knocked it off her hand, and it rolled away.
All right, pressure being applied. Irish will play it in on the side at midcourt. Inbounding the pass, McKinley Shaw. That's not where the official needs to stand. Shaw has to hurry. The count's coming. A 5-second count. Oh, my goodness. They didn't get the ball thrown in. Turnover right back to Wynot. After they got a break and got the turnover on the inbound pass, they turn it back on a 5-second count. What a shame. Inbounding the ball now. Again, are the Blue Devils in backcourt. Hymus with the dribble. They chase after Hymus. They had her trapped. Across court, dangerous pass comes out on the near side. On the wing is Sudbeck with the ball. Beats to the corner, baseline right side. Pinkelman, ball stolen away. And no, touch last by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger thought maybe she had the steal there. She knocked it away from Hymus. Inbounding the ball will be Haberman. A minute 33 to play. It's still a 1-point. Wynot lead in the backcourt to Pinkelman. Almost taken away by Scholl. A cross-court pass. Handling the ball. Sudbeck. Sudbeck still in backcourt across the timeline to the right side in the corner. Wynot doesn't want to shoot it. Haberman holds the ball. Scholl chases the ball. Tipped away. Wurtenberger tipped the ball. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Wurtenberger.
Yeah, and it was. He knocked the ball through the floor. That's team foul number 5 and number 4 on Wurtenberger.
Wurtenberger with 4, Lechtenberger with 4. A minute 17 to play, 32-31. Wynot by 1 under the basket. They had a chance for a lay-in, didn't want to take it. Ball tipped around, it's loose. The Blue Devils come up with it. There's a steal down court. Lechtenberg in a hurry. Needs to slow down and keep possession of the ball. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Wynot.
Foul will go on 5. That will be Myra Sudbeck's 3rd and Lechtenberg back to the line.
All right, Gentry is a 54% free throw shooter. She's 0 for 2 tonight.
Shooting 2.
She's 0 for 2 here. First shot is up and good. She got it. We've got a tie basketball game with 1:02 to play in the contest. We're all tied at 32 apiece. Now, the second free throw. Gentry Lechtenberg can give the Irish the lead. It's on the way. It's up. Got it! Irish on top by 133-32. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Down court on the dribble comes Hymus with the basketball. Right side of the lane, a whistle and a foul on the Irish. Not yet shooting, though.
Eichhoff, Olivia picks up her first foul of the ballgame, team foul number 6.
All right, the next time the Irish foul, Wynot will be shooting free throws. Blue Devils to inbound it. Inbounding the pass is Lawson. Oh, the ball got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. The Irish get the basketball.
They're at way too hard, way too high, and the ball goes from this side to the other side of the court, and the Irish will get it back where they threw the pass.
How many team fouls on Wynot, John?
10.
All right, so we're in the double bonus if they foul. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. John, let's keep it here live. We don't need to break away on this one. We've had a lot of breaks, and let's discuss and set the stage here. There are 57 seconds left to play in this Class D2 state championship game. The Sacred Heart Irish have the lead, 33-32. They will also have possession of the basketball when play is resumed. They'll be facing a pressuring defense from Wynot, but if Wynot fouls, the Irish are shooting too.
And the possession arrow points to Sacred Heart on a held ball.
That's an important thing here, too, if you get a tie-up.
And you know this pressure is going to be tremendous, but why not? I look for the Irish. They'll run a little weave out top, but I'm looking for an attack in the middle at some point.
It's a question now, what will the officials let them get away with here?
We've been talking all night about the Irish bending off with the off arm, the elbow. That could get called and go the other way.
And honestly, they've been fortunate that hasn't been called, in my opinion.
I agree.
And again, if you're just checking in, Delaney Witt is on the bench with a knee injury. Gentry Lechtenberg has 4 personal fouls. Jessica Wurtenberger has 4 personal fouls. There are 57 seconds left to play.
in the basketball season for the girls here in the state of Nebraska. Irish with a one-point lead. Sacred Heart will inbound the pass in backcourt on the side.
This is KTNC, Ball City and Humboldt, KLZA, Ball City and Rulo.
Jessica Wurtenberger to inbound the ball. I'm glad Rulo is in on tonight's listening audience. Down court, he gets into forecourt. The basketball to Lechtenberg. They tip the ball away. The ball to who's on the floor? Everybody after. Hell ball, it'll stay with Sacred Heart. You mentioned that arrow. Olivia Eichhoff, a great job of diving in after the ball.
That may not be the last one of those we see.
46 seconds to go now in the ball game. Inbounding the pass. Gentry Lechtenberg right in front of our table. Lechtenberg to toss it in. Big collision. Inbound pass, no whistle. Eichhoff on the dribble. Eichhoff with the basketball works to the right side. They chase after her all the way to the corner baseline. Collision. Offensive foul on Olivia Eichhoff. A turnover. Gives the ball back to the Why Not Blue Devils with 39 seconds to go.
Over Eichhoff.
Yeah. The girl was set on the baseline under the basket. Eichhoff bulldozer over. All right.
Better call out here in mid-court on the inbound.
Now, that's for sure. All right. Why not with the basketball? Down by one. 33 seconds to go. Into forecourt. Will Coach Steve Weisler take a timeout here and set up a play? Right side is Lawson. Back to the top of the key it comes. Hymas to the left elbow. Sudbeck with the basketball. Now a timeout taken by Why Not with 21 seconds to go in the ballgame. 33-32. Irish up by one. We'll step aside. For a 30-second break, you got to be enjoying this one. State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 21 seconds left to play in the state tournament championship game. The Sacred Irish clinging to a one-point lead, 33-32. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to Why Not. They'll inbound it on the side in forecourt. Sacred Heart's up to what, five team fouls? Think they have one to give yet?
Seven now.
Oh, they're at seven. Okay, so they can't foul. All right, here's the inbound pass. They get it in. Kinsley Hymas to the left side. Lawson with it. Top of the key, Sudbeck. To Hymas on the wing. Top of the key, back to Hymas. Baseline in the corner. Underneath, basketball tipped around. Into the corner, left side.
Five
seconds. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot off. Out at the top of the key. Long three at the buzzer. Doesn't go. The Irish win the state championship. 33-32, the Sacred Heart Irish are your 2023 Class B2 state basketball champions. And what a scene we see over on the bench. One of the players has gone over, Olivia Eichhoff. The first thing that she does, or no, that's Sadie over there, I guess, a big hug as the team all goes over now to spend a moment with the injured Delaney Witt. The celebration, a bit bittersweet here, but they get the win. 33-32, your final score. Our congratulations to the Sacred Heart Irish, the 2023 D2 state champion. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your rain and hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef,
They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC in Falls City. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 33 and the Why Not Blue Devils 32. And John, we're happy to announce that the Sacred Heart Irish have been awarded the Sportsmanship Award again this year here at the state tournament. The young people right in front of our table looking up at the TV cameras for the television coverage. Congratulations to the Sacred Heart Irish, the cheerleaders, and all the fans for receiving the Sportsmanship Award tonight here at the state tournament. Well, it's time now for a post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here with a look at the game numbers, John Nixon.
You remember at the start of the fourth quarter I told you to wind up off the free throw line?
Yes, I did, didn't I?
You did very well. No free throw attempts for Why Not in that fourth quarter. 6 for 10 of the game. The Irish outscored them by 5 at the free throw line. Why Not 6 out of 14 on threes. The Irish 0 for 2.
The rest John, let me interrupt you just for a moment. The players just got the net down. They took it over and put it around Delaney Witt's neck. What a neat gesture by her teammates. Go ahead.
Take a look at the numbers for Why Not. They are led tonight in the scoring column by Kinsley Hymas. She had 11 points in the ball game tonight. 6 each for Amber Lawson and Courtney Pinkelman. We had 5 for Kayla Pinkelman and 2 each for Laura Haberman and Allison Weisler. They were led in rebounding by Amber Lawson, who had 6. They had 19 threes, 19 rebounds a game. Sacred Heart had 25 rebounds tonight. They are 6 of 10 at the free throw line. For Sacred Heart in the ball game, they're led by Jessica Wurtenberger, not to be surprised. 11 points tonight. She had 7 of those at the free throw line. 10 points for McKinley Shaw coming off the bench. 8 in the second quarter when the Irish built up a lead in that second quarter into the third quarter. She adds 10. 11 for Wurtenberger, as we said. 6 for Gentry Lechtenberg. 4 for Olivia Eichhoff and 2 for Macy Keller in the ballgame for Sacred Heart in tonight's contest. The Irish at the rebounds, 25 of them led by Olivia Eichhoff there with 6 rebounds tonight, 4 each for Wurtenberger and McKinley Shaw in the ballgame. The turnover battle, Sacred Heart had 19 turnovers. Why Not had 17 turnovers in the ballgame. And that pretty much tells the tale. The Irish 0-for-2 from three-point range. In the ballgame, they end up shooting 42%, making 11 of 26 compared to 10 of 20, 10 of 33. 30% effort tonight for Why Not in the contest.
John, we aren't in the habit of naming a player of the game, but my vote tonight for that honor, if it exists for us, would go to McKinley Shoal. The 5'8 junior came off the bench. She was pressed into service when her teammates got in foul trouble and had injuries. All she did was came in and got into double figures tonight. 10 points in the ball game. She was critical at times when they had to handle the basketball against that pressure. So a tip of the hat to McKinley Scholl, a great job tonight. John, I also want to acknowledge the four seniors on this basketball team. What a pleasure it's been to watch these young ladies this last 4 years. Olivia Eichhoff, a senior. Delaney Witt, unfortunately, with the knee injury tonight. Jessica Wurtenberger, and, of course, Macy Keller. Those four young ladies have kept us entertained here almost from their freshman year forward. They've been a very integral part of this Sacred Heart basketball program, and they cap it off with two straight state championships, this one on the back of last year.
And I think for Olivia Eichhoff, that's 119 straight starts. She started every game, I think, since she was a freshman. I don't think if she missed any, it was one game she was out either sick. But I think 119 starts, 190 games. Wurtenberger played about the same amount of games, didn't start her freshman year. But they both played 12 games at the Nebraska State Tournament. Well, that's as good as you can do.
Yeah, and I have to admit, John, when I watched that batch of seniors graduate last year, I was saying to myself, well, we'll be lucky to get back to state next year. This, you know, we lost all that talent. Well, apparently they forgot to tell the underclassmen that, because here they are back in Lincoln, and there they are hoisting the trophy again. Back-to-back state championships for the Sacred Heart Irish. You know, we somewhat jokingly referred to the fact that Humphrey, St. Francis, Why Not, and Sacred Heart are the big three in this state tournament in Class D2 every year. Well, that certainly bears out this time. Sacred Heart, in order to get past St. Francis last night, had to go to overtime and won the game 33-29 in OT just to reach this championship game, and then had to escape with a one-point win, 33-32 over the Why Not Blue Devils. And that just tells me that Sacred Heart, Why Not, and St. Francis, those three are at the top of the heap in Class D2 basketball here in the state of Nebraska.
Oh, they certainly are. They have been for a number of years now. We'll see what the future holds. The Irish, again, they graduate good bunches of seniors every year, but you've seen the younger players come along this year and get better and better. And especially like Olivia Eichhoff, I mean, she and Wurtenberger's played every position from freshman now to post to forward to guard.